Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
If your computer is like a roller coaster of, maybe not love, but frustration, this is exactly the show for you.
The roller coaster of frustration. That's exactly what Mike's, he's just trying to buy a ticket onto the onto the roller coaster of frustration. Wow.
Hey, Mike, you can always consider Linux if you really want to challenge yourself.
What you have to understand, folks, is the open nature of Windows is what gives us all the choices and keeps the prices down, but that's also what causes all the possibilities for endless combinations of hardware and software and drivers that cause most of the problems. And then, of course, what Mike's going to figure out is he really wasn't much of a target of these hackers and slackers and folks that write malicious code, because he was in this very small minority. And as soon as you jump on the internet with the most commonly used operating system, then most of the malicious activity that's geared towards computer users is geared toward Windows users. So that's why it's really important. If you're new to the show, you haven't heard us before, where have you been? We've been here for 11, 12 years.
Yeah, we've got three guaranteed tips to make your Windows computing experience better.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
Tip one, keep Windows updated.
There you go.
Simple, easy. Along with that, keep everything else updated, including your antivirus and your spyware programs, things like that. Tip number two, keep it simple. Don't install things you don't need. Don't install every little smiley face adding to your email program icon thing. If you avoid the garbage will avoid you. And tip number three, the most important, of course, keep it tuned right here. Keep listening to what we tell you. Subscribe to our newsletter. Check out the resources all online, datadoctors.com.
Click on the free help section. You can search for questions and answers that we've previously answered. There's about 6 years' worth of my newspaper columns. There's tons and tons and tons of information on there, as well as what we're going to talk about when we come back, which is Windows Vista. The up-and-coming, the next version of Windows. We'll talk about when it's coming out, who it's for, and why you should or shouldn't be concerned about it at this point.
Get your mice ready, because we've got our free download of the week. And, of course, get your dialing fingers ready, because we've got a couple of lines open, and now's a good time to jump on board. It's 602-277-5827. It's 277-KTAR.
20 years of Windows. Love to hear from you if you have your 3 cents about Windows that you'd like to throw into the show as well.
It's Ken and Brandon. It's the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR. We'll be back right after this very short break.
It's that time of year again.